few tickets set for high school basketball tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups here in just one moment. But one thing, Kurt, that we wanted to make sure we made mention of is, of course, the horrible tragedy that occurred yesterday at Michigan State University. They had a nice little moment before the national anthem here. Of course, everybody knows somebody who either is at that school or went to that school.
Yeah, it was a sad deal. My whole family went there. Both my sons went there, and I've spent a lot of time up at Michigan State University, and just a tragic thing that happened up there last night. 3 people dead, 8 people critically injured.
Yeah.
And I don't know when it's going to stop, but now would be a good time.
Any time right now would be fantastic. With that, let's get into our starting lineups here tonight for the Alcona Tigers. They'll start number 5. That is Caden Heber. I think he's just at the head of the line. They're starting 14, Hayden Johnson, 30, David Jarbina, 50, Jacob Renchensky, number 24, Garrett Summers, and number 4, DJ Howe. The Thomas area Braves, they will start, of course, 5 of their 6 seniors today. They'll start number 10, Vinny Frank, number 3, Jake Look, number 4, Ethan Hedgeland, number 2, Alex Kames, and number 0, Granit Ferringer. Well, we already talked about Granit Ferringer. It's also cool that he wears 0. You got to be good to wear 0. You got to be a good player, or else that just leads to way too many jokes if you wear 0 and you're not very good. But Granit Ferringer, real good player. He earns being able to wear 0.
Absolutely. I like it. The big fella's a good player. This is going to be a tough fill next year for the Braves to replace these kids because, like I said, they went from water boys to seniors, it seems like, right in front of my eyes. And like them all, have, personal relationships with all of them and their families. And going to be tough to fill those shoes next year.
No doubt about it. Alex Kane still got that thumb wrapped up. Got some thumb injury. He's just working his way through. So you'll see him, you'll hear me say a lot of he's catching the ball with his left hand, dribbling the ball with his left hand. He can still shoot it with the right. Don't worry, he had 13 points last night. He can still shoot it. It's just the dribbling, anything where he's got to have some dexterity in his thumb, he's having some problems right now. But he's powering through. He's fighting through as a senior on this team. We've had our starting lineups. Our officials are ready, getting the last words in the huddles from the coaches. Let's play some basketball on a Tuesday night. Glad you're here with us.
Yeah, and I'm going to have a word, I think, with Alex's mom and dad about his hair. I think he needs to get his hair cut before golf season starts here. It's getting a little shaggy.
Both colleges may not love the shaggy hair, you know. Depends on how it looks in a hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, all right. DJ Howe heads to center court. Looks like he's going to be the Tiger who will jump it. They will go right to left. They are in their all-navy blue. The Talisaria Braves, they're in their white trimmed with red. Ethan Hedgeland heads to the middle and ready to tip this one off. Alex Cole, of course, the coach of the Tigers. Todd Kames, the coach of the Talisaria Braves. Coach Cole decided not to talk to us today.
That's okay. He's probably sick of us.
We'll remember it. Controlled by the Braves to Behringer. Behringer quickly on a bounce pass to Jake Look and a nice start. For the Dallas area Braves, they go with an offensive tip. They lead 2-0. Garrett Summers brings it up for the Tigers. Dallas in that 2-3 zone. We saw them play yesterday against the Oscoda Owls. Summers now goes left side to Hayden Johnston. Back up top to Summers. Right side to David Charbonneau. And now they'll change what they want to do and flip into DJ Howe in the mid-range. Step back, mid-range, got the roll.
Yep, little shooter's bounce there that time, DJ Wright. Inside the free throw line for a nice jump shot, and it's all tied at 2.
Jake Look brings it up, goes left side to Vinny Frank, now up top to Hedgeland, guarded by Renchensky. Man-to-man defense here by the Alcona Tigers, one of the few teams that plays man-to-man defense. You wanted Behringer down low. Here he is on the block, working on Howe. Up fake, up through Howe's chest, and scores.
Real, real nice look for Granit down low, and that's why he wears a 0, Bradley.
That power number right there, 4-2 Braves, 1 minute in. Charbonneau right side up top to Johnston. Braves extend that zone out a little bit into DJ Howe at the free throw line. He will have it tipped away by Vinny Frank as he tried to pass it. Frank into the lane, right up on Howe. Howe blocked it, and it's recovered by Hayden Johnston. Here come the Tigers. David Charbonneau will bring it up right into the corner. Renchensky, an open corner 3. disco balls out and rebound to Ethan Hedlund. Jake Look will bring it up quickly. Toss back Hedlund. Pump fake the three. Renchensky stays with it and will now hand off it to Alex Kames. Kames drives to the left block. He ends up hitting the deck and knocked out of bounds by the Alcona Tigers.
Yeah, he gingerly rolled over to make sure he didn't land on that hand. And notice the transition. DJ Howe got all the way back, made that nice block after their first turnover of the game.
So at least so far, it looks like he might be in it. That's what we're always worried about. Inbound goes to Hedlund, out to Behringer, who will set it up to Alex Kames. Sets him a screen. Kames guarded by Hayden Johnston. Back to Behringer for three, and can't get the friendly roll. Rebound to the point guard, Garrett Summers, for the Tigers. Alcona brings it across the timeline. Working on the right side is Garrett Summers. Inside to Johnston. Little mid-range jumper, and Hayden Johnston scores. Found the hole in the zone right there in the middle, and now the game is tied at four. The Braves bring it up. It's Alex Kames now up top to Hedlund. Inside to Behringer. Back to the corner. Jake Look for three. A little bit short. Rebound comes down to Hayden Johnston. Garrett Summers throws it up court to David Charbonneau. He'll dribble with that left hand and get it back up top to Summers as they look. Now they start their set. Renchensky has it in the middle. Kicked out to Summers. Summers a three on the right wing. Knock it down.
Nice shot. This is the kind of start that the Tigers needed tonight to compete, and they're doing a good job of it.
7-4, the Alcona Tigers with a three-point lead. Ethan Hedlund, basketball up top. They're always looking to get him a shot. Inside to Behringer. Spin move. Got Howe up in the air, and they're going to say no shot. And they will inbound from underneath as DJ Howe jumped, and he's got a great vertical and was able to pretty much land on the shoulders of Granit Behringer, who had a great up fake.
Yeah, he did. That was the old quick piggyback ride right there we had as he came down, but no shooting foul. They'll inbound from underneath the glass.
Behringer will go to look up top to Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank back to Behringer, right wing, over the top of Howe for three. Little long, rebound, tip down to Vinny Frank. Frank out to Kames. Kames drives, pass down low to Vinny Frank. Frank will have it on the right block, go with a layup and pass Renchensky. Vinny Frank, another bucket. His first bucket, I guess, of tonight. I shouldn't say another bucket. I was just continuing off of yesterday. Cuts the Alcona lead to 1-7-6. Tigers swing the ball around up top with Charbonneau. Now left side to Ricky Schott, who checked into the game for Hayden Johnston. Right side for David Charbonneau. Charbonneau takes a couple of dribbles, brings it out up top, and then gets it up to Ricky Schott. Left wing now, it's Garrett Summers. And up top, Vinny Frank read the pass, and it's one-on-one now the other way. Vinny Frank is fouled. He'll go to the line to shoot two. Charbonneau gives him a little shoulder bump.
Yeah, there was no way of getting around that as he shoved him kind of as he went past him. And Vinny will go to the line. That's a good look for the Braves and see if Vinny can make free throws tonight like he did yesterday.
These live ball turnovers, obviously not good for the Tigers. This game brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market of Dallas City, Coletta Air of Oscoda. Bay Party Store in East Dallas, Auto Tech of East Dallas, and Sobaks Home Medical of Dallas City.
Vinny knocks down the first one, puts the Braves even at 7.
Alex Kames is now walking back to the locker room. I'll keep an eye on that. His second free throw is good as well. Evan Mochte checks in for him.
Might have been when he went down on that scramble for the ball. They're going to say no basket on the second free throw. Coach Kames is questioning it, doesn't quite understand.
Yep,
he stepped on violation. The line, lane violation. So just the first one will count, tied at 7, 4:16 left in our first.
Left side, David Charbonneau for the Alcona Tigers. Back up top to Summers. See if they can get it into DJ Howe. Charbonneau left wing three, that's off to the right. Rebound to Granit Behringer. Jake Look will bring the basketball right down the middle. Gets to Hedlund. Pump fake. Summers lands on him. And, well, these Tigers are aggressive down low, I guess, as a pump fake by Hedlund and Garrett Summers landing on his back. And they will inbound from underneath.
Well, they're picking up the fouls, but they're not shooting fouls. All these are, you know, pump fake fouls where the guy jumps up and lands on his back. Owen Borsvall enters the game. Gives Renchensky a break.
Inbound goes to Vinny Frank. Swinging around the top are the Braves. Goes to the right corner. Hedlund for three. A little bit short. Rebound controlled by Garrett Summers. 7-7. 3:50 to play in our first quarter. Summers dribbles down the lane. Into a mid-range jumper. No good. And Behringer another rebound. J. Jake Look quickly up the floor to Vinny Frank. Frank into the lane, and he will be fouled by Charbonneau.
That'll be a shooting foul again. Second one that Vinny's picked up a shooting foul on, and Tigers are, I believe that's their fourth or fifth foul already.
That's number 4-2 on David Charbonneau already, so Aiden Johnston will check back into the game for him. 3:38 to play in our first quarter. This game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College in Oscoda and Alpena, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeast Michigan, D&M Supply of Homer, and the Lunchbox of Curran. Frank makes that free throw now, so I can give him his point back that I had to cross off earlier. Second free throw is good as well.
And he kept his feet out of the line. Good look out here on the floor as Alex Kames gets back on it.
Vinny Frank does check out. He's got 4 points on the night and has the Braves up 9-7. The Tigers will jog it up the floor. Garrett Summers, left side, Hayden Johnston. Johnston up top to Ricky Schott. Pass fakes, goes back to the left side to Johnston. Alex Kames all over DJ Howe. Summers an up top three, and the sophomore guard has his second three of the night, and it's 10-9 Tigers. Braves with the basketball now inside Behringer. Behringer over the top easily of Garrett Summers.
That's the kind of look right there that we need from Granite all night long underneath. That was an easy bucket.
11-10 Tallis. Inside Evan Borsvold. Back out Hayden Johnston, an open three. Knock it down. He's got 5 points already. The Tigers came shooting. 13-11. The Tigers lead. Jake Look stuck with the basketball and hands it off to Evan Mochte. Ethan Hedgeland comes out up top. DJ Howe guards him. Bounce pass inside to Granite Behringer, working on Borsvold. Clears him some space. Got it with the foul.
Good clear out, too. That foul could have went on Granite there, but it didn't. He extended the elbow a little bit, gave a little shove off, went up, drew the contact. He'll go to the line for an old-fashioned.
That's one that, yeah, an official could have called. I like the way it was called. I think Behringer just out-physical to Evan Borsvold.
I agree.
Just out-physical. Earned himself this trip to the line. He's got 6 points already. And free throw gets a good bounce off the back rim. And that'll make it a 7-point quarter here for Granite Behringer and a 14-13 lead for the Dallas area Braves. High scoring early on. Evan Borsvold inside working on Hedgeland. Left-hand shot right over top of the big guy is good.
Borsvold killed a little left-handed puppy, and he makes it and puts Alcona back up top.
Another lead change. It's 15-14 Alcona. And DJ Howe steals it from Ethan Hedgeland. He drives right in on the big guy, and we've got a foul that'll send Howe to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, the two number fours heading down court together. Ethan Hedgeland and DJ Howe, you knew something was going to happen, and the contact came from Hedgeland, and DJ will go to the line for a deuce.
It's only the first foul on the Braves, so clearly the first foul on Ethan Hedgeland. Before he shoots his free throw, this game brought to you in part by Travis Sanitation of Oscoda, Seymour's Home Decor Center of Dallas City, and your local McDonald's in Oscoda, Dallas City, Mile, Roscommon, and Rose City. First free throw good for DJ Howe. Puts the Tigers up by 2, 16-14. They do have 5 fouls already. They only have one more to give for the last 10 minutes and 12 seconds of this half. Second free throw well short. Jake Look runs and gets the rebound. And it's still Tigers by 2. Braves bring it up. Jake Look dribbling up top. Gets a screen from Behringer. Behringer drives, hop step, and a reverse layup. Scores!
Have a night, kid. Little right-hander reverse off the window and count it.
Tied at 16, 9 points already for Granite Behringer. Ricky Schott drives, dump inside to Borsvold, had it tipped away. About 3 or 4 Braves collapsed on the ball, good defense. Left side, Alex Kames, couple of dribbles between his legs, now picks up his dribble. Bounce pass up top, Behringer, right side to Mochte. Wanted to go inside to Hedgeland. Instead, they'll run a double screen for Kames and an offensive foul coming, I believe, on Granite Behringer. Behringer arguing with the official about his call.
Behringer just needs to stay focused and keep doing what he's doing. He's on his way already. 9 here in the first quarter. Minute 34 left. Borsvold checks back out.
Franchensky checks back in for him. 1:30 to play in our first quarter. We're tied at 16. Ricky Schott on the right side for the Tigers. Up top to Hayden Johnson. They're two best wing defenders in the game. shot back up top. Summers, who's knocked home two threes. Bounce pass to the free throw line. DJ Howe dumps it down to Renchensky. Back out Summers for another three. Knock it down again.
Summers with the hot hand right now for the Tigers.
19-16, and nine of those are Garrett Summers' threes. Right side, Evan Mochte. Dribbles into the lane. Hop step, and three in the lane on Granite Behringer. These are a couple of tough trips for number zero.
Not going to like that.
Vinny Frank checks in for Jake Look. Reichen Wallenmeyer will check in for Hayden Johnston. 58.7 seconds remaining in our first quarter. 19-16, high-scoring game early on. Shooting percentages are off the charts right now. Summers jogs it across. Goes to Ricky Schott on that right side, guarded by Mochte. Drives in, floater, off eyeglass, no good, and Behringer another board. Mochte will bring it up for the Dallas area Braves. 19-16 Alcona. Mochte drives left side, right to the bucket, and scores.
Love that left hand that kid's got. Saw the window and took it right to it.
And a good job of jogging, lulled the defense. Summers a pull-up three. That's too long. Rebound Vinny Frank with 27 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Mochte brings it right on up. Braves trail by one. Right side, Vinny Frank. Pump fake. Now he'll drive out to Hedgeland. Hedgeland inside to Behringer. He'll face up DJ Howe. Spin, hook over his left shoulder. Got the roll. Granite Behringer, his fifth field goal of the quarter. He's got 11.
Yeah, real nice hook shot. 5 seconds here.
Summers trapped at the basketball. 2 seconds. Wallenmeyer's got to shoot it.
I don't think he got that off. It missed anyhow. Wouldn't have mattered. 2019, Braves on top at the end of one. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Sports on 104.7, your power station for sports.
No matter.
Go ahead. You want to do it.
Alcona will start with the basketball, trailing by one, 20-19, Taos. Up top, it's Caden Hebert in the game. Right side to Ricky Schott. Up top, Johnston. Right side shot. They're trying to get the ball to DJ Howe at that short, free throw line, I should say. They're swinging it back and forth. Ricky Schott now to Johnston. Inside to Howe. Howe, free throw line jumper a little long. And Mochte wins the battle for the rebound for the Braves. Mochte gets a screen from Behringer, works to that left side, and gives it up to Kames. Kames, pump fake on Hayden Johnston, then picks up his dribble and hands it next to him to Hedgeland, who hands it right back. And Kames right into the lane, a right-hand floater, no good. Rebound save to Granite Behringer. Behringer to Hedgeland for three. That's off to the right, and Vinny Frank touched it and went out of bounds.
A lot of work being done by the Braves. Nothing to answer for points-wise, though, but... A lot of work, a lot of movement. Good move up the gut of the lane by Kames, and wouldn't roll for him.
Ricky Schott will dribble it up for the Alcona Tigers. Right side, Hebert. Now back up top, tipped away by Frank, but Hayden Johnson able to get it back. Now DJ Howe at the free throw line. Had it knocked away by Hedgeland, but Schott able to get it back to Howe. Howe into the lane, and a very quick jump ball is called. That'll give the ball back to the Braves. Timeout, Dallas. We'll take one with them. It's 20-19 Braves on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you. This game brought to you in part by Tim and Nick Shermer of Shermer Construction in East Dallas, Coles Appliance of Lincoln and Dallas City, Lakeview Manor in Dallas City, and Lincoln Hardware. 20-19 Braves. Mochte dribbles it up for Dallas. Run Kames off a screen on the right side. Kames, couple of dribbles, gets to the free throw line. Kick out. That's a left side three. No good for Ethan Hedgeland. Rebound down low to Vinny Frank. A little floater and scores.
Vinny down there digging around with the big men, picking up a nice board and bucket.
Makes it 22-19 Braves. Hayden Johnston, kick out to DJ Howe in that left corner, and a travel. We'll send it back to Dallas.
Like we talked in the pregame, DJ's not engaged right now, in my opinion. He doesn't look like the engaged DJ Howe. Hopefully something will wake up for him, and he'll start picking it up a notch.
Yeah, I think he's going to need I like what they did. They pulled him out of the middle of the zone, try and get him the ball maybe a little bit more on the outside, let him create. Maki with the basketball up top for the Braves goes right side to Jake Look. Jake Look, couple of dribbles, working against Charbonneau. Picks up his dribble, now goes into the short corner. Vinny Frank, who drives right by Renchensky and is fouled before he took the shot.
They're going to say it's on the floor, but that's the seventh. So that'll send him to the line 1-1, right?
I guess it's just the sixth. They just updated that board very quickly.
Oh.
When that foul happened.
Could have swore there was six already, but.
Peyton Johnston will check into the game. Renchensky will check out. Kames will fire it into Jake Look. Bounce pass is knocked away by Wallenmeier. Ball on the ground. Wallenmeier with control. It'll be a jump ball that should go to the Tigers.
So another actual turnover, actually, for the Braves there. Their first of the game. And it comes on a jump ball possession arrow.
Taking care of it so far.
Absolutely.
22-19, Dallas, 5:50 to play in our first half. Peyton Johnston, right side, Charbonneau. Charbonneau back to Johnston up top. They want to get that. They put DJ Howe back at the free throw line again. Right side, Charbonneau, inside to Howe. He is surrounded, but able to fight through the contact. Go right hand, no good. Rebound down to Vinny Frank. Jake Look, right side, Ethan Hedgeland for three over Wallenmeier. Knock it down. 5-0 quarter for the Braves. They lead 25-19. Charbonneau up top to Johnston. Johnston down low to Howe. Howe blocked by Hedgeland. Gets his own rebound. And he will be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. And now he's mad that he thought that was just a light foul. He thought he should have made it.
Yeah, it was a really nice first block by Hedgeland, who's been doing some wonderful things under the rim this year for the Braves, and got him the second time on his own rebound there. We'll see if DJ can knock a couple down here. There's the first one.
Orsvold is going to check in for DJ Howe if he makes this. Granted, Behringer checks in now for Ethan Hedgeland. This game brought to you in part by Bob Bush Manufacturing in Tawas City and Augray. Dallas Bay Insurance Agency of East Dallas and Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville. Sam Johnston checks in for Hayden Johnston. And free throw by DJ Howe is good, which makes it 25-21. That's 5 points for DJ Howe. He'll check out. Evan Borsville checks in. Now with DJ Howe off the floor, it'll be interesting to see where the Tigers go for offense. Not having number four out there.
And what the Braves do on offense.
Vinny Frank, down low to Behringer, working on Borsvold. Couple of spins, little dipsy-doo, but can't get it to go. And now a foul about 80 feet away from the basket as Mocky reached in on Garrett Summers. That'll be the fourth team foul on the Braves. His first.
That was one of those fouls that so far away from the basket, no reason to take a foul like that. But
inbound to Summers from Wallenmeier. Sam Johnston, Evan Borsvold, David Charbonneau, the other players on the court right now for the Tigers. Wallenmeier with the basketball up top. Goes right side Charbonneau, inside to Borsvold, into a crowd, and it's taken by the Braves. Jake Look comes dribbling out of there with the basketball. Left side, Kames. Shot is short, but an offensive rebound by Mocky. Mocky back to Kames. Kames drives. Passes across the lane to Behringer. What a pass by Alex Kames through the lane, and Behringer's got 13 points.
That'll go in the books as best assist of the night so far.
Makes it 27-21, Dallas. Right side, Wallenmeier. Wallenmeier, couple of pass fakes. Back up top, Charbonneau. Charbonneau, a couple of dribbles. Dribbles looking. Now goes right side back to Wallenmeier, who gives it right back to Charbonneau. Now Summers will take it and dribble it up top and hand off to Wallenmeier. Wallenmeier back to the right side, Summers. Summers will dribble into a mid-range jumper, and no good. Rebound comes down and controlled by Summers, who drives in and scores a layup.
Nice work to stick on that board for Summers and put it back up for two.
He's got 11 points on the night, makes it 27-23, Dallas. Mocky shoots a left wing three. That's too strong, but Behringer right there got it with the foul.
Great rebound by Granite. And picks up the foul and is strong enough to put it in. So he'll go to the line for an old-fashioned. And if he can make it, the Braves will have their seven-point lead, which will be the biggest of the night.
What a fantastic performance so far by Granite Behringer. He is a guy who has not made a three-pointer tonight. He's got 7 field goals, though.
Ricky Schott and Jacob Renchensky check back in for the Tigers. Behrens will go to the line here to try to convert this three-pointer.
One dribble, sets, fires. Can't get that one to go. Rebound to Sam Johnston. Stays 29-23, Dallas. 3.5 to play until halftime. Garrett Summers goes right side to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott up top to Wallenmeier. Left side, Garrett Summers back. Wallenmeier back to the right side and Schott inside. Renchensky a little too high and a little behind the big guy. Alcona maybe moving a little fast there.
That's Alcona's 6th turnover in the half, and it's not something that Coach Alex Cole is going to be happy about, because as we talk about it, anytime you're the David going up against Goliath, you got to play a little bit closer to perfect basketball, and 6 turnovers doesn't cut it.
Jake Look will bring it up. 3:15 to play in our second quarter. Jake Look dribbles right to the lane. No one stops him, and he lays it up and in.
Real nice way to find that lane and that drive by Look.
31-23 Braves. They lead by 8. Their biggest lead of the night. Up top to Garrett Summers. Summers, couple of pass fakes. Left side, Wallenmeier. DJ Howitt, the scorer, is able to check back into the game. Renchensky has it at the free throw line. Fights off some contact. Out to Summers for a deep 2. And no good. Rebound pulled down by Johnston. And Sam Johnston goes to the line to shoot 2.
Yeah, he got fouled. That's Sam Johnston's 2nd rebound already since he's been in the game. And he's going to get himself to get in the book with some points now going to the line.
Dallas Games picks up the foul, his 1st. 5th on the team, so 1 more to give for the Braves, the last 2:45. Johnston, line drive free throw off the front rim, no good.
That was a line drive free throw. That had no arc.
DJ Howe checks in for Ryken Wallenmeier. 31-23, Dallas. 15 points on the night for Granite Behringer. Sam Johnston makes the 2nd free throw. Alcona will take a timeout. They trail by 7 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC, your power station for sports, brought to you by the Erickson Family Insurance Agency in West Branch, Lake Effect Hair Salon of Tawas City, and Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Dallas and Skoda. Thanks to them again today for delivering some awesome food. 31-24 Dallas over the top of Alcona. 2.5 to play in our first half. Braves with the basketball. On the right side is Vinny Frank. Up top, Behringer. Pump fake on Howe. Drives in. Kicks back out to Frank. Good defense by DJ Howe. Frank in the lane. Kick wide open. Look for 3. Knock it down.
Great kick out at assist and a nice shot by Jake Look.
10-point lead for the Braves. 34-24. DJ Howe left side for the Tigers. He's going to need to put a couple in the bucket, get him back in this game. And they try to get it to him at the free throw line. It's tipped away. Pass was a little behind. Here come the Braves. Hedglin up top, right side Kames. And he'll dribble around. Now drive to the left elbow. Kick out Hedglin. Hedglin inside to Behringer. Behringer cross court to Frank, who couldn't hold on. Good pass. But Frank drops it. It goes out of bounds with 1:53 left in the first half.
Boy, he'd like that back again.
Oh, he had an open 3, no doubt about it. The Tigers need to get a bucket here. Quiet in this quarter. They've only made 1 field goal in this quarter. Other than that, 3 free throws. DJ Howe with the basketball up top. He goes inside Sam Johnston. Pump fake and easily swatted away by Hedglin. And now a foul coming on Sam Johnston that will send Vinny Frank to the line to shoot a 1-1.
Yeah. Sammy Johnson came down after getting blocked. Actually stuffed pretty good underneath, came back, just made a silly foul again, you know, 50 feet away from the basket, just ran into him and looked like a football tackle.
It really did. Looked like he was trying to bring him down from behind. Vinny Frank at the line. 7 points on the night so far for Vinny. Make it 8. Makes it 35-24, and the Braves' defense is really what's been so impressive here in this quarter. The offense has been good. I mean, they're at 35 points. No doubt about it. The offense has been good, but 2nd free throw good as well. But the defense has been tremendous. That's led them to being so good here as Mocky checks in for Vinny Frank. And it's a 12-point lead now for the Braves. Renchensky checks out. Wallenmeier checks in for the Tigers. Summers will bring it up. Gets across the timeline. Right side to Charbonneau. Howe runs behind him. They go back up top to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer looking, couple of dribbles. Pass fake goes right side to Charbonneau. Back up top, Summers, almost stolen by Look. Summers dribbles into a three, no good. Rebound tipped around, controlled by Summers. Steps in the lane. He gets blocked by Hedgeland. And a rebound on the ground and grabbed by Jake Look. And here come the Braves. Right side to Alex Kames. He wanted to stop and pop the three, but instead will dribble it back out. Good transition defense. Look open in the right corner for three. No good. Rebound comes out to Wallenmeyer at the three-point line. He'll hand it off to Summers. Summers will jog it up. Drives in and fires it, expecting contact. He goes off rim, and Mock D with the rebound. Mock D will dribble up top now to the left side. Spins right in on Summers, and he'll travel as Summers. Good job with the body of stopping Evan Mock D.
Absolutely, and travels count as turnover. Turnover's 9-3 right now, Alcona.
TJ Hatt will check out for the final 45 seconds of the half. Owen Borsvold will check in. And the official wanted to make sure they had the right call here. It was a travel on Evan Mockty. So with 45-5 left on the clock, it's a 36-24 lead for the Dallas area Braves. Alcona with the basketball. Garrett Summers will jog it up. Gets across the logo, right side to Charbonneau. Back up top to Summers. Summers looking, goes down low to Borsvold. It was spotted away by Hedgeland.
Good quick hands in there by Ethan. 30 seconds left in our half here. We're glad you tuned in with us tonight. Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger with you on Tuesday night from Taos.
Summers triggers up top to Wallenmeyer, left side Charbonneau. Fakes the handoff. Jake Look, hand right in his face. Back up top to Summers. Guarded by Mockty. Back left side to Charbonneau. Charbonneau drives to the free throw line. Hop step and throws it right at the front of the rim. Wallenmeyer gets the rebound. He'll step in. Has the ball ripped away by Jake Look. Look out in front of everybody. Summers chasing. Summers can't get there. Jake Look lays it up and in. And it's 38-24. 5 seconds remaining in the half. Summers to Charbonneau. Charbonneau an open three at the buzzer. A little short. And that will end our first half of play. The Braves dominate the second quarter, giving up only 5 points and scoring 18. They take the lead into the half at 38-24 on WKJC, your power station for sports. Brad Allen and Kurt Romberger here with you halftime here of this contest. Take you through the scoring that led us to our 38-24 Taos advantage. Granite Behringer was fantastic in that first half. 15 points, no threes. 15 points for the senior. 9 points on the night for Jake Look and for Vinny Frank. 3 for Ethan Hedgeland, 2 for Evan Mockty. For the Alcona Tigers, 11 for Garrett Summers, 6 for Hayden Johnson, 5 for DJ Howe, and 2 for Evan Borsvold.
Well, let me throw the rebounding stats at you for Taos. 3 players led the way, all with 4 rebounds in the first half. Granite Behringer had 4, Vinny Frank, and Evan Mockty. They all had 4 rebounds, and then Jake Look added 2, Alex Kames and Ethan Hedgeland added 1 for a total of 16. And over on the Alcona Tigers side led the way was Garrett Summers, who hauled down 5 rebounds. Wallenmeyer and Sam Johnson both had 2, and there was a couple singles from D.J. Howe and Hayden Johnson. But that's a telling stat there, D.J. Howe 1 rebound. You know, D.J. Howe's the kind of guy that can go out and control a game by making his shots, driving the lane, and getting in the paint on the other end and getting a bunch of rebounds. How many points did D.J. have in the first half?
5.
5 points. I mean, that's I'd have to say he's underproducing at this point of the game.
Yeah, and
I'd like to see him turn that around so that they could get this game caught back up here in the second half, give us a game.
Yeah, and get themselves right back in it. They're going to need him. And, yeah, you mentioned, I mean, D.J. Howe, Ethan Hedgeland's taller than he is, but D.J. Howe can get up higher than anybody else on this court. He's got an amazing vertical. Him only having 1 rebound, that's effort from D.J. Howe today, and we kind of talk about that every now and then. That seems like he just kind of, he's in and out. He pulled himself out of the game once, did a little tap on the head to get him out of the game. So who knows, maybe it is kind of flu-ish season.
Yeah.
Alex Cole is dealing with it. Who knows? He might be dealing with it, too. You can hear it in my nose. My allergies are flaring up. So, you know, it could be something along those lines, too. Dallas area will start with the basketball, leading by 14, 38-24. Still a lot of room. You want to come see a good second half. Behringer will inbound to Jake Look. Vinny Frank, Alex Kames, Ethan Hedgeland out there as well. It's Summers, Evan Borswold, DJ Howe, Jacob Renchensky, and Ryken Wallenmeyer for the Alcona Tigers. Left side, Vinny Frank, corner three, no good. Rebound, though, by Granite Behringer. Behringer steps in over his left shoulder, no good. And knocked out of bounds by the Braves. Okay, yeah. Knocked out of bounds by the Braves. He'll stay, or he'll go to the Alcona Tigers.
Well, let's see. Let's play a little make-believe here. Let's see if you and I can tell what the coaches said to the players at halftime by watching the game.
Wallenmeyer on that right side. Back up top, but Frank is going to take it away. Frank in the lane on Howe, and Howe will foul him and send Vinny Frank to the line to shoot two, which is where Vinny Frank just seems to live.
Well, if they told him you can't turn the ball over, that came to an end already because Alcona just turned the ball over, and we're 30 seconds into the second half here, so we'll see what Vincenzo can do at the line here.
And I make such a big deal every time about live ball turnovers. If you're going to have a turnover,
right, throw
it out of bounds.
Yeah,
if you're going to
absolutely
have, like, chuck it, make the whistle blow, and make
yeah
them stop play you can set up. Don't do that where Vinny Frank gets one-on-one with your best player at the rim.
Yeah, travel.
Yeah, do something else besides just throw it to Vinny Frank, who misses the first and makes the second, gives him 10 points on the night. Makes it 39-24, Tawa. Summers will bring it up. Left side to DJ Howe. They pulled him out of that post spot up to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer right side to Summers. Summers looking, will cross it to DJ Howe. Pump fake a deep three, steps in, kick out to Summers. Summers open for three, a little bit long. Fight in for the rebound, won by Renchensky. Back up top, Howe. DJ Howe, couple of dribbles to that right side. Takes Jake Look over and goes back up top, Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer right side, DJ Howe, deep three, little short. Rebound to Ethan Hedgeland. Jake Look quickly up the floor to left side to Kames. Back to Jake Look. Nolan's in the paint. He lays it up and in.
Love it. Good ball movement. Turned right into an easy too.
Braves by 17, 41-24. Cross-court pass to Summers. Summers going to launch a three. It's off the left and way too long.
Yeah. This is going south quick for Coach Cole here right now, and they need to get back on this court, get a stop in, control the basketball, and get a good look for some points.
Man, now if you had a press, because a press forces energy, because Alcona just looks like they don't have a ton of energy right now. If you had a press, now's the time to turn it on for the Alcona Tigers. Jake Look goes left side to Vinny Frank, guarded by DJ Howe. Bounce pass into Granite Behringer. Back out to Frank for a left wing three. Rolls off front rim. Hedgeland gets the rebound and goes over the top of Renchensky to score.
Yeah. Hedgeland with another board and a bucket.
5-0 quarter for the Braves. They lead by 19, 43-24. DJ Howe thought about the deep three, instead goes back up top to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer back to Howe. Jake Look over commits. Now Howe drives baseline, little mid-range jumper, and scores. And that is what DJ Howe can do when you give him some space. Steps into a mid-range jumper and makes it 43-26.
And they need more of that quick.
Jake Look in the lane. Off glass, no good, but he followed his own shot and tipped the rebound to Garnett Behringer. He'll step in the lane, kick out to Look, mid-range jumper, good.
Count it, Jake Look. Braves all starting to have a good game, and they're working their way towards their point average right now.
13 points on the night for Jake Look. DJ Howe has the ball on the right side, double-teamed. Now able to dribble away from it, go to the middle. Sam Johnson, mid-range jumper, off glass, can't get it to go. Rebound, Renchensky, who scores on the left side.
Good rebound for Jacob Renchensky. One of the Braves overcommitted, was too deep. And then the Braves come down and turn it over, and right back the other way for Alcona.
Summers into the lane. He's blocked by Hedgeland. Rebound, Sam Johnson. Fought away, and now Vinny Frank comes away with a steal, who then turns it back over to Summers, and Look comes away with the basketball. And now a foul on Garrett Summers. Kind of reaching in.
Yeah, a little back and forth there, turnover after turnover.
And now Coach Cole
asking the ref about it.
Not exactly happy with that. He's just kind of giving him the look of, you got to be kidding me right now. He just kind of rolls his eye at the official. He didn't like the explanation. I'll tell you right now, after looking at that, Coach Cole did not like the explanation that was given to him. It's 45-28. Dallas And Jake Look will have the basketball for the Braves. Right up top, we got some fighting underneath and a foul. Looks like that's probably going to go on Wallenmeyer.
Looks like it is, and then they bumped again afterwards. Alex Kames and Raekwon Wallenmeyer kind of throwing a little few shoulders at each other underneath, and ball is going to go on Wallenmeyer. That's his third foul, I believe. No, first. Team's third.
So frustration will do. Dallas Braves inbound underneath. Jake Look throws it off of the foot of Ethan Hedlund and bounces right back to him. Now he tries to bounce, pass it down low, where DJ Howe steals it. And now the Tigers will bring it across the line slowly. No rush. Right side to Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer to Renchensky in the corner for three over Kames. No good. Hedlund, good box out and a rebound. The Braves bring it up. It's Jake Look. A couple of dribbles to that right hand. Now goes right side to Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank up top. Behringer. Behringer up top to Look for an open three. Rimmed out. Man, how'd that not go down? As DJ Howe will get the rebound.
It was a long way into the drain, wasn't it?
What was that whole ball seemed like? It was that timeout for Alcona. Take one with them. Braves by 17 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by Chris Mart of Lincoln, Northeastern Window and Door in Harrisville and Alpena, Napa Auto Parts of East Dallas, Oscoda and Dog Gray, Alpena Alcona Area Credit Union with 10 convenient locations, and Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank. 17-point lead for the Dallas area Braves, 45-28. Alcona with the basketball. Ricky Schott, who checked in during the timeout, has the basketball. And right side to Raekwon Wallenmeyer, getting some minutes here in the second half. Left side, DJ Howe, launching a deep three off to the left. Rebound, Ethan Hedlund. Jake Look will jog it up for the Braves on the left side. Go to the corner to Alex Kames. Up top, Evan Mochte, open for three. Can't get the friendly roll. Rebound to Renchensky. And Alex Kames, one of the few Braves not in the scoring column. Right side, Raekwon Wallenmeyer. Back up top to Ricky Schott. Defense overcommitted, but Jake Lookton recovers and gets the steal. He's down the court. Left hand layup. Can't get it to go. And knocked out of bounds by Mochte. Knocked out of bounds by Mochte. Originally, the official pointed the wrong way, but got it right.
Well, a couple turnovers each way to get this half started here, but Alcona looks like they're settling in and taking care of the ball a little bit better, other than that one possession that we had a little Harry Carey going down on in here.
Right side, Raekwon Wallenmeyer for the Tigers. Back to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott, you're going to get a screen from Sam Johnson and instead give it up to Wallenmeyer. Back up top to Schott. They're really extending this offense out. I mean, they are 5 feet or so beyond the three-point line, maybe even a little bit more. Up top, Ricky Schott, a little bit closer. He'll just pull the three, and this is a team without a lot of energy. That one no good. Rebound, though, is put up and no good by Zukowski. Rebound, Summers, no good. And rebound, Hedlund for the Dallas area Braves. Jake Look will jog it up. Hand off to Alex Kames. Kames will have the ball taken by Wallenmeyer, who gets the steal.
So Alex turns it over.
DJ Howe will jog it up at the volleyball line. Left side to Ricky Schott. Back up to DJ Howe. Just fumbled the basketball right to Jake Look. Jake Look into the lane. Stop. Left side Kames. Up top. Wide open. Hedlund. Got it with the foul.
Looking at a four-pointer here. He got it from the side as he was putting up the three ball from a man that came from his blind side, and got a piece of him, and we'll have a chance for a rare four-point play here.
Just got kind of tapped on the arm as Hedlund knocked it home, the fourth foul on Garrett Summers. So he heads to the bench.
Yep, quickly.
Hedlund completes the play. Makes it 49-28. Dallas in the lead, and I'm noticing Hayden Johnson over there just kind of wearing just his warm-up shirt. He got pulled in and out of the game quite a bit in that first half. Wouldn't be surprised if he's having some sort of problem. He's not playing tonight. DJ Howard in the lane, couple of pump fakes, a second pump fake, and a little mid-range jumper is good, and DJ Howard 9 points on the night now.
Now he's starting to work.
Cuts the lead to 19. Jake Look basketball to Ethan Hedlund up top. He'll shoot it over Zukowski for three, no good. Rebound by Behringer, though. hop, step, and land, and easily scores over Ricky Schott.
Real nice rebound, real nice bucket afterwards. Braves total control of this game right now with a minute 30 left in the third.
Schott tries to get it to Zukowski, knocked out of bounds by Zukowski, couldn't handle the pass. And checking out of the game will be Alex Kames. Vinny Frank will check in for him.
Alex been a little quiet tonight. One board, no points.
Hasn't even shot the ball, really. It's not
right.
Even like he's missing. He just really hasn't been open, which is good defense, I guess. As Jake Look drives right to the lane, right by Ricky Schott, and scores.
Yep. And Alex's hand could be bothering him a little bit, too, tonight.
Makes it 53-30. Up top, Nathan Nardi. Left side, Reichen Wallenmeyer. Back up top, Ricky Schott. And down low, has the ball stolen as he tried to bounce it to DJ Howe. Behringer comes away with a steal. Jake Look will bring it up for the Braves. Left side to Vinny Frank. He drives right to the bucket. Finger roll is good.
I think Vinny Frank could have dunked that if he'd have felt like it.
I think so, too. He was right there by the rim. Up by 25 now are the Braves. 45 seconds to go in the quarter, and the air seems to be out of the Tigers right now. Zukowski on the right side. Ball poked away by Frank. Able to get it. Timeout, Braves. Or excuse me, timeout, Tigers. Take one with them back in 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball in WKJC brought to you in part by Edward Jones of East Dallas, Capital Carpet and Upholstery, Cleaners and Restoration of the Dallases, Northern Power Sports of Mayo, and Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Dallas and Dean Arbor Ford of Dallas City. Caden Hebert with the basketball gives it up top to Nathan Nardi. 30 seconds remaining in the third quarter. It is 55-30. Dallas over the top of the Alcona Tigers. They've just kind of deflated them since that first quarter. Alcona appears to be holding for one shot here with 20 seconds remaining in the quarter. Nardi and Hebert just kind of throwing it back and forth up top. Jake Look now guarding Nardi with 10 seconds left in the quarter. Nardi dribbles it off his own foot, able to chase it down before it gets to the end line. Caden Hebert will throw it out of bounds, trying to get it to Zukowski with half a second remaining in the quarter.
You know, and I don't really know what the thinking is exactly there, but down 25, I don't know if he should be playing for a last shot in the third quarter.
Hedglin almost full court at the buzzer and a little long on the 70-footer. At the end of three, it's Dallas 55, Alcona 30 on WKJC, your power station for sports. High school basketball on WKJC brought to you in part by TCA Insurance of Dallas City, Woodhaven, Log and Lumber of Mayo, and North Country Signs and Shirts of East Dallas. Evan Boards holds the basketball at the elbow for the Alcona Tigers. Right side, Reichen Wallenmeyer. Now to Nathan Nardi. Back to Boersvold. Boersvold had the ball ripped away by Mochte, but it goes to Nardi. Back up top, Wallenmeyer. He'll try a three. Knock it down.
There's my kid knocking one in. Reichen Wallenmeyer. Good shot, brother.
Makes it 55-33. Alex Kames left side. Mochte for a left wing three. No good. And rebound. What a play by Ethan Hedglin. And, oh, never mind. They're not going to give it to him. Hedglin must have stepped on the out-of-bounds line because he jumped across, grabbed and threw it off of Nathan Nardi, but they're going to say Hedglin landed out-of-bounds.
Exactly what's going to happen, and Caden Hebert exits the game for the Tigers.
Garrett Summers checks back in, so it's a 22-point lead for the Dallas area Braves. Garrett Summers playing with those four fouls in the game. Up top, right side, Wallenmeyer. Wallenmeyer bounce pass to Evan Boersvold. He gets blocked by Hedglin as he tried to shoot the left hook over the right shoulder. Up to Alex Kames. Kames, who I'm sure wants to get in the scorebook. Passes to Hedglin. Hedglin into Behringer, who's been fantastic. Pump fake drive right by Boersvold. What a play by Granite Behringer.
Another one that it appeared that he could have dunked if he'd have wanted to.
24-point lead for the Braves, 57-33. Right side, Wallenmeyer up top, Summers. Left side, Nardi inside to Boersvold. Quickly moving that ball around. Right side, Wallenmeyer. Pump fake the three, handoff Summers. Summers into Boersvold. Boersvold of two, no good. Rebound to Behringer. He's got to be pushing 10 rebounds, isn't he?
Yeah, that was...
Tried to pass it up to Kames. It was stolen by Nardi. Nardi to Sam Johnston, the mid-range jumper, no good. Rebound is controlled by Hedglin. He's fouled.
So the Braves turned it over once there. Yeah, Behringer's up to 8 right now. How many points has he got?
19.
So he just needs two boards for a double-double.
6-20 remaining in the game. He's got time. 57-33. The Dallas area Braves with the basketball in the lead. Kames drives the lane and just tried to hand it off to Vinny Frank, and he threw it about 100 miles per hour too hard. Franchensky will check in for Sam Johnston.
Well, knowing who we know, it wouldn't take a whole lot of investigation to find out if Kames has ever had a game that he played in that he hadn't got a point.
Yeah, I think we could be able to make that happen. Maybe talk to a certain coach. Franchensky in the right corner drives the baseline on Behringer. Great cutoff by Behringer. Franchensky just throws it. Vinny Frank, it was down the lane, and he missed a wide-open layup. Rebound by Nathan Nardi.
Yeah. 57-33,
Dallas. And Summers and Nardi not on the same page. Summers throws it away, and it'll go back to the Braves.
It's fear. That's what that is. On those breakaways like that, it's fear of the guy behind you doing something silly and hurting you. You know, and that's why you miss those little easy layups.
Kames with the basketball up top, stops at the elbow, will bounce it down to Vinny Frank, swings around Summers, but can't get the hook shot to go. Rebound to Evan Borsvold. Still 57-33, 5.5 to play here in our fourth quarter. Summers with the basketball up top. Right side, Wallenmeyer into Borsvold. Borsvold up fake and a three in the key, I believe it's called.
No, he called a travel on him, but same thing. He did waltz his way through there rather slowly.
Ricky Schott will check in. Reichen Wallenmeyer will check out.
Reichen got him a three tonight.
Yeah, nice shot on him. Well, they can get him open. Alex Kames will bring it up for the Braves.
Still looking for a bucket.
He's trying to find one. They keep on throwing the good defenders at him.
Yeah.
Left side, Mokhti. Pump fake a three. Drive inside. Goes up on Franchensky. Great body control.
Excellent basket by Mokhti. And he could not have dunked that if he
did. No, he did not. No. 59-33, left side Nardi. Franchensky, mid-range jumper a little long. Rebound to Alex Kames. Kames will shoot it up to Jake Look. Jake Look, stop and pop three, a little short. Rebound, though, by Behringer. There's nine.
Yeah.
Behringer in the corner to Look at the elbow. Hop step in, and he will get it with a foul.
Yep, real nice play. Like I said, Braves total control right now. And Kames is definitely in the books for rebounds tonight. He just needs a point.
Jake Look was fouled out of his shoe.
And he looks beat up. He's got the headband on. He's got the hand all taped up. He looks like he's been through a war tonight.
Franchensky, Borsvold check out. Zukowski and Owen Borsvold check in. It's 61-33. Braves are right on their average right now with 4:39 to play.
Yeah, Braves are going to end up doubling them up here probably with 4:39 left.
Look at 9 points in the first half. He has 8 right now in the second half, and he's very slowly tying that shoe. Now he's ready. Shoot the free throw to make it a three-point play. Couple of dribbles. And shoe must have been too tight. Off right. Rebound, Vinny Frank underneath. He scores and gives us a little flex to his teammates.
Yeah, why not, Vinny? Have a night, kid.
Frank has scored in every quarter now. Makes it 63-33. Nathan Nardi left side to Summers. 4.5 to play. Zukowski at the elbow into Owen Borsvold. And he's blocked by Vinny Frank. Go to the line to shoot two, though.
Yeah.
Frank must have got him on the arm.
Little contact on the arm. Good block, though. Nothing wrong with that. Going up and trying to stuff somebody at a 30-point lead.
One thing we saw yesterday, the Braves don't really quit. They constantly will be playing with energy and playing to try to win.
Now, these are the kind of things I'd like to see. I'd like to see Owen knock this down here.
Missed the first.
Yeah.
This game brought to you in part by Kleenos Excavating and Tawas Creek Golf Course of Tawas City and Meadow Lodge of Tawas City. Second free throw is off. Rebound to Frank. Vinny Frank runs up the court. Right side, Jake Look. Outside, Alex Kames into a three. Short.
Won't go.
Evan Mokhti has the basketball, though. He off the rebound, then he dribbled it off his foot.
Yeah. Alex Kames is just snake bit tonight.
You know he wants it.
Oh, yeah.
You know he wants it.
So does the team. Everybody's feeding him. He's getting his chances.
Garrett Summers with the basketball up top. Halfway through our fourth quarter. Nathan Nardi swings it across to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott inside, tipped away from Zukowski, stolen by Vinny Frank. Alex Kames will bring it up.
Take it to the hole, kid.
Right side, Jake Look. Bounce pass in. Vinny Frank can't get it to go. Rebound, Owen Borsvold. We'll hand it off to Garrett Summers. Here come the Tigers. 63-33, 3.5 to play in our fourth quarter. Dallas with that 30-point lead. Garrett Summers, basketball up top. Left side, Nathan Nardi. Back to Summers. Right side, Ricky Schott. Couple of pass fakes. Evan Moxie pokes the ball away. Pokes the ball away again. Ricky Schott picks it up. Gets it up top to Garrett Summers. Inside to Zukowski. Off the left glass and good. They're going to bring a
nice basket into the for game. Logan there.
Yep, Zukowski into the scorebook. William O'Neill checks into the game for Garrett Summers, so he'll get his first appearance tonight. And they're going to put him in there and tell him to play some full court man-to-man on Alex Kames. Poor Alex Kames, man. He's got no points. He just got grabbed, no foul call. Got grabbed again by William O'Neill. And guess what? That is the
seventh foul.
Seventh that day. Alex Kames going to get to go to the line.
Shoot a free throw. That's how you're going to get your point tonight, kid.
Man, he just got mauled that whole way up the court.
They did. They were grabbing his shirt, tugging at him, tripping him, almost like a soccer match.
Yeah, you can see, because Alex Kames is wearing a black undershirt, so you can see that jersey get tugged and saw the exposed the black undershirt.
All right, kiddo, knock this down.
Kames, get in the scorebook. Couple of dribbles. And there he goes. He got that one to go.
There we go.
Now he's happy. Yep. Got himself a point. Last starter, last person who's been in the game who hasn't scored yet.
Yeah, Dad can yank him out of the game now.
That's right. Second free throw is good. 65-35, Braves back up by 30. Nathan Nardi will jog it across. Left side, William O'Neill. See if they can get him a couple of shots. Up top to Nardi. Screened by Zukowski, right side, Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott, a couple of dribbles. Mocky pokes the ball away. And a foul, I believe, is called on Mocky. Yes, it was. It's only the second team foul. Second on Mocky. Caden Hebert checks into the game for Ricky Schott.
And you know, Alex Cole knows when to pull the reins back. He's got the full second team in right now, giving them a look, giving them some minutes.
Hebert right side to Nardi. He'll try a three. A little long. Rebound, though, to Alex Kames. Kames will get it to Behringer. He's got to get Behringer a rebound now. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Now we need to get Granite Behringer a rebound. Moxie up top with the basketball. Right side to Kames. Still guarded tightly by William O'Neill. Kames in the lane. Kick out to Jake Look. Right side, Moxie. Moxie drives the lane. A lot of contact. He'll be fouled. And either way, he's going to go to the line. They're going to stay to shoot two. William O'Neill coming in, getting a foul. His second. A couple of dribbles here for Mocky with 2:10 remaining. First free throw a little short. I think everybody was just a little out of it today. Didn't get a huge crowd tonight.
Nope. Well, like, you know, that power outage could have had something to do with it, too.
Maybe.
Nobody really wants to leave home if they don't have power.
And Mocky makes the second free throw.
Well, we're happy to be here with you. 2:09 left in the fourth. Thanks for joining us tonight on WKJC.
66-35. And again, thanks to Marvin Lee getting us on the air tonight. The only reason we're even able to do it is working some stuff around. Now, I believe all the systems are go again. We could switch back to our usual stuff, but no need to do that in the last 2 minutes. Right side, William O'Neill. Up top to Nathan Nardi. See if we can get some of these bench players in the scorebook. Inside Zukowski. Got a bucket already. Pump fake.
Got another one.
So Zukowski now with 4 points in the quarter. Alex Kames will bring it up. 66-37. Dallas with the lead. Behringer a screen. And Kames loses the handle on the ball. Able to go get it. William O'Neill right on him. Now left side is Evan Mocky. Mocky right side, Jake Look. Back up top, Kames. Didn't shoot the three. You can tell that the guy's in his own head a little bit. Behringer in the lane. Couple of spins. Goes up and scores.
Through three players, he did that off the window. Nice basket for Behringer.
68-37. Granite been the best player on the floor all night long. Left side, Hebert for three. A little off. Rebound to Evan Mochtie. Couldn't find a way to tip that backwards to number zero.
Yeah.
And William O'Neal just continues to harass anybody who steps in his way. He picks up his third foul.
Absolutely he does.
Anybody who's in his way, he is all about. 50 seconds left. Has a bright flash on that camera.
Ethan Hedgeland checks in for Granite Barriger. That'll probably do it for him tonight. So it's going to be one rebound shy of a double-double.
That's right. Can Kames hear us? He needs a rebound. Second free throw good for Vinny Frank. The first free throw good for Vinny Frank.
There you go. I was going to say, did I miss something there?
I thought that was the first free throw. I just figured I missed the first one. I was looking away.
I'm thinking, why, he wasn't shooting a three.
All right. Well, he missed the second, so it all counts as one. Down the court for Hebert, and he knocked it out of bounds. They tried to go deep ball. Look at Dallas Kames. Kames just goes, you tried. It's all good.
Yeah.
69-37. We're not worried about it.
And now there's pressure. I like this.
William O'Neal.
Yeah.
No doubt he's going to pressure Alex Kames.
Yeah. He's not letting Alex get no field goals tonight.
Oh, man. Left side to Evan Mochtie. Mochtie up top to Kames, and Kames has to be terrified of the man guarding him. Just shove
it. I'd actually walk it up towards the – well, I'd walk it up towards the center line and just dribble it out at this point. I mean, I wouldn't even – these guys are battling down low and bumping into each other still, working for shots. I'd just sit on the ball here and finish this up.
William O'Neal came into the game, 2 minutes ago, 3 minutes ago? He has four fouls.
Yeah.
They brought him in here for one reason, to harass Alex Kames, who makes the first free throw.
I knew guys in hockey that only played 1 minute and had 12 minutes in penalty minutes, so same thing.
That gets the Braves to 70-37. Second free throw, no good. Nothing's going down for him today.
Yeah.
Left side, Nathan Nardi, 25 seconds left. And Coach Cole, I think, yelled one shot. He is about done.
Yeah.
And so Hebert will dribble it out. That's one thing we saw yesterday against Oscoda. The Braves don't have one shot.
I kind of thought the Braves should have done what they're doing now. I mean,
they should have done this yesterday, too, and didn't.
Okay.
And they just went right at it and ended up doing that. So 70-37 will be our final score. So the horn goes off. The Taos area Braves, Dominic, gave up 19 points in the first quarter, 18 the rest of the game. And the Taos area Braves, 70, the Alcona Tigers, 37 on WKJC, your power station for sports.